You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hey, AppleVizzers, Tyler here with a quick tip for how to configure your Mac to announce the time automatically. This is a feature that has been in macOS for quite some time now, but only until macOS Big Sur has the setting to enable it been relocated, which is what I'll be demonstrating in this recording. So prior to macOS Big Sur, this setting was located in Date and Time Preferences, and now it's located in Dock and Menu Bar Preferences. So to demonstrate that now, I'll go into System Preferences, and on my Mac, I'll just press VOM for the menu bar.
Menu bar, app.
And go to System Preferences.
Apple, about this Mac. System Preferences, ellipsis. System Preferences, System Preferences.
And press Tab.
Apple ID button.
To get out of the search field, and press DO for Dock and Menu Bar.
Dock and Menu Bar button.
VO space.
Loading Dock and Menu Bar, window, toolbar.
And just as a side note, the reason I'm not using Siri is for whatever reason, when I query Siri to open Dock and Menu Bar Preferences, it doesn't work. It just opens System Preferences without navigating to the specific pane. So that's why I manually went into Dock and Menu Bar Preferences, just in case you were wondering. So I'm going to VO right now.
Dock and Menu Bar, table, Dock and Menu Bar, Dock and...
And for some reason, it doesn't let you press C for clock, so I'm going to navigate to that right now with down arrow.
Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, AirDrop, Do Not Disturb, Keyboard Right, Screen Mirroring, Display, Sound, Now Playing, Accessibility Short, Battery, Fast User Switching, Clock, Menu Bar, Clock Image.
Clock, I'll VL right.
Clock, Date Options, Show the Day of the Week, Show Date, Uncheck Time Options, Digital, Check, Analog, Uncheck, Use a 24-Hour Clock, Uncheck, Show AM/PM, Flash the Time Separators, Display the Time with Seconds, Uncheck, Announce the Time, Uncheck, Checkbox.
Announce the Time. If I wanted to have this setting on, VL space.
Checked.
And if I VO right again.
On the hour, pop-up button.
On the hour, if you can see the options here, VO space.
Menu checkmark on the hour.
On the hour.
On the half hour.
On the half hour.
On the quarter hour.
Or on the quarter hour. So I'm going to get out of this with escape. If you're using a Mac, which keyboard doesn't have an escape key, just press function tab.
On the hour.
And VO right again.
Customize voice button.
Customize voice. So by default, it uses the system voice, which is, I believe, Alex by default. If you want to change your system voice, you can go into accessibility preferences and under spoken content, you can change that setting. But if you want to change the specific setting for date and time announcement, you go into customize voice.
In dialog, use system voice. Voice, voice, pop-up button. Voice, voice.
And if I VO right,
use system voice.
Use system voice, which is the default. If I VO space on this,
menu checkmark, use system voice.
And go down.
Female, dimmed. Samantha.
Samantha, which is a voice that I had downloaded.
Victoria.
Victoria, which is one of the classic Apple voices.
Male, dimmed.
And then under male,
Alex.
There's Alex, which is just Alex.
Fred.
Fred.
Customize ellipsis.
Customize, which is where you can checkmark. Find other voices. A more expansive list, similar to if you're customizing voiceover voices. So I'm going to get out of this with escape.
Use system voice. Voice.
And VR right again.
Use custom rate. Uncheck.
For custom rate.
50%. Slow.
And if I VR right
normal,
again.
Normal, fast. Use custom volume. Check.
Use custom volume. So it tends to play a little softer, slightly softer than voiceover speech. If I VR right again.
Mute. Get 50%. Maximum play button.
And to play, just to test how it sounds, I find it's easier to press space rather than VL space so that the click of voiceover doesn't interfere. So I'll press space.
Most people recognize me by my voice.
So that's Alex talking. Notice it's slightly softer because it's on a custom volume. If you want to change that, you just uncheck that use custom volume checkbox. VL right again.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Okay button.
And okay.
Custom.
Go back out. And that is all that is in the customized voice dialog. And that's pretty much all there is to it for customizing the voice and in all for configuring your Mac to announce the time automatically. I hope you found this demonstration helpful. Peace.
This AppleViz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.appleviz.com.